Little Sonny Rollins got a little hit.
Sonny Rollins, nominal cowhand.
Little clip clop going on there. Dr. Tony Young with us from the Black America West Museum here to talk about the Wild West show this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Welcome to KUVO, Dr. Young.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. Bring us up to date on the Black America West Museum. Folks who have been in Denver for a while know about it, but that's where a lot of the history of the African American in the Old West is captured and protected.
Absolutely. The Black American West Museum was established in 1971 by Paul Stewart, who is still alive. He's 87 years old. And it was designed to preserve and to also educate the community about the Black West, the Black settlers, the Black cowboys, the Black lawmen and outlaws, and the homesteaders who were right here in Colorado, for example. Most people in Denver, for example, have not visited the Black American West Museum. We have visitors from China, from African nations, and from all over the planet. But a lot of people right here in Denver have no idea about this wonderful jewel here in Five Points.
It's like New Yorkers that never go to the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it's right there in their town.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've been there. It's been a couple of years, but incredible artifacts, displays, the real facts about African Americans in the Old West. We've heard about the Buffalo Soldiers. African-American men with big hair, we didn't shave the way we did there, right? Full beards, and they were called Buffalo Soldiers.
Yes, the Buffalo Soldiers were actually the 9th and 10th Cavalry of the U.S. military. And at one point, one-fifth of all of the U.S. Cavalry were African-American men. The Buffalo Soldiers were established after the Civil War, and the name was given to them by Native Americans who saw African-American men as being ferocious fighters, very brave, very similar to the character of the buffalo. And during the winter, they wore these huge buffalo skin coats, and they were very imposing figures. And that's how they got the name Buffalo Soldiers. It was a name of honor, if you would.
Dr. Tony Young's chairman of the Black America West Museum. They are presenting the Wild West show at the Adams County Fairgrounds this Saturday. And you have put together really quite a show here that presents African-Americans and other Western figures. It's going to be a great show. Tell us about it.
Yes, absolutely. The Wild West Show is a fundraiser for our after-school and culture programs. It's going to be this Saturday at the Adams County Fairground. It starts at 10 o'clock, ends at 4 p.m. We have the Rocky Mountain Dancing Horse Championship, which is going to be in the morning. Awesome dancing horses. Most people have never seen horses dance. It's something that you have to see to really appreciate.
And I've seen my aunt and my cousins dance the electric slide at the wedding,
Steve.
But I haven't seen horses dance like these horses do. They step.
It is awesome. And this is a wonderful event for families, for adults, for children of all ages, if you will. In the afternoon, the Buffalo Soldiers will perform Buffalo Bill and the Oakley reenactors. We also have Tia Bell. Tia Bell is a horseback riding champion. And during the Wild West Show, this is really awesome. We're going to have a special tribute to the Black cowboys of the Great American West, past and present. In Colorado, we have a number of rodeo champions, such as Charles Sampson, international bull riding champion. We have Michaela Neely, who is a barrel racing champion.
Love barrel
of the world,
racing.
And she's 21 years old. And she's African American.
And we have a Colorado.
Number.
Wow.
Yes, we have a number of wonderful African American rodeo stars right here that never get recognized. So we're going to recognize and acknowledge their great work.
We are talking with Dr. Tony Young, who's the chairman of the board of the Black America West Museum. Y'all are out there 12 months a year telling the story of the African Americans in the Old West. And this is a great show coming up Saturday at the Adams County Fairgrounds. We've been telling folks about it here at KUVO. The website is blackamericanwestmuseum.org. I know you're on a tight schedule. You tied up your horse right outside the Five Points Media Center.
Okay. One thing I would like to mention very quickly. There's a new movie that came out. It's called The Long Ranger. Most people don't know that Baz Reeves was a deputy U.S. Marshal, African-American. The Long Ranger is really based after his life. He arrested over 3,000 outlaws. And he did his best not to kill them. In fact, he would arrest them while they were alive, because back in those years, it was dead or alive. He arrested over 3,000 outlaws, including his own son, who had done something illegal. And in Arkansas, last year, a statue was unveiled about Bass Reeves.
And where is that statue?
That statue is in Arkansas. I have an article I can send you about that, as well as the CNN article that just came out a few weeks ago about the true background of the Lone Ranger movie character. It was Bass Reeves. We have a photograph of Bass Reeves at the Black American West Museum. And what we would say to people is that there's so much about American history that people don't know, particularly how African Americans and other ethnic groups have contributed to American culture. We will tell our story. Our motto is, we tell it like it was. We want people to understand and appreciate the contributions of African Americans in the development of the West, particularly. That's what we specialize in, and we invite everyone to come by the museum. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This weekend's Wild West show benefits. There are scholarships and educational activities going on at the Black America West Museum. Dr. Tony Young is our guest. This show is at the Adams County Fairgrounds Saturday, starting with the Dancing Horse Championships, reenactors, a Mexican rodeo. We've got a Buffalo Bill guy, an Annie Oakley reenactor, Tia Bell, a champion horse rider. It's going to be amazing. Get your boots on. See you out there on Saturday.
And tickets can be purchased at the Black American West Museum or online, or from any board member of the Black American West Museum Board of Directors.
The website, blackamericanwestmuseum.org. Thank you, Dr. Young.
Thank you. I appreciate it.